at the beginning, it was a realization that the first architecture had some improvements that could be made to it. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of an evolution of an architecture that got started. So the 1X, 2X, and what ended up being the 5X family were all fixed point, and they were kind of extensions of the first generation. It was just more making enhancements on the original architecture. It wasn't driven by an application domain. Uh-huh. Or really, I mean, we were always trying to take advantage of the advancements in silicon technology, but it was much more of, you know, what architecture improvements can we make to make it, I guess, just a better DSP. Then after that, the development of our floating point line came out, and the definition of that processor that it had floating point capability started right after the 2X family came out. So Ray Seymour claimed the 3X and 4X family for the floating point devices right after the 2X family started, came out. And then the people that were working on extensions to the 2X had to skip over those two numbers and were left with the 5X as their only choice. And so, in fact, the 5X, because it was a derivative of the 2X, came out before the 3X and the 4X did. It doesn't even make chronological sense. It's just when the definition of the project started. The same thing happened with the 6X. Ray Seymour, again, was the architect of that series, and that architecture definition started after the 4X came out. But in the meantime, this multiprocessor single-chip DSP solution, the C80, came along. So it couldn't be the C60 because the C60 was already started. But it was a long time before the C60 came out after the C80. So chronologically, it doesn't make any sense. But they were kind of, in TI's history, there was a let's try this DSP architecture, no, let's try this DSP architecture, well, let's do this one, and we were kind of all over the design space in terms of architectures, and recently there's been a significant push to keep the architecture line a little bit more consistent, and we've created actually three families of processors now, and we'll have derivatives of those family lines going forward that we probably won't create.
And those family lines are, what, 16-bit?
The 2X family line is still supporting hard disk drives today. The 5X family line evolved into a derivative of it, evolved into supporting our wireless communication product line in the cellular phone, mainly the GSM market, but a lot of other wireless applications.